are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, this is Mark Whitehead. I'm a certified financial planner in the Louisville, Kentucky area, and I've been asked to do this tape on money. I put together a topic for the people that get this cassette tape on investment options, and I made the title Investment Options Made Easy, Making the Right Choices Without Any Hype. And the reason why I did this, I was initially approached by a gentleman who puts these tapes together to find a topic that had to do with money for those of you out there that are self-employed and finally have had a little bit of success. The idea is, now you've finally gotten a dividend from your business, you have a little bit of money left over, what do you do with it? Now, I understand that this is a little out of the ordinary, and it may be something different compared to what most business issues are that you hear about, but I wanted to go through what the common issues are that you face as a self-employed person with these businesses, and ideally give you some direction that you might not have had before. Before I do that, let me give you a little bit of history of me and the qualifications that I possess, and why I feel that this is an area that's very important. I got into this financial service businesses back in 1987. And actually, you know, I've been in business myself for a long time. Even growing up as a kid, my father had his own business, and I worked in his shops. When I was initially out on my own, when I graduated college, I did not take the normal road and go to work for a large firm with benefits and a salary. I started my own firm as well. Therefore, I feel that I'm very in tune with a lot of the issues that you face out there in the way of staffing and salary paying and covering your expenses every week. I face those same things myself. Now, I got started in this particular financial business in 1987, so I have about 10 years' experience now. And since then, I have a radio show that airs weekly. I've authored a couple of books. I contribute to newspapers. And I have a regular client base that I work with on a day-to-day basis. The thing that I believe sets me apart from most people that you hear about is that I'm not just a radio personality out there that tries to sell ad time. I'm not somebody that really has a vested interest in whether or not you do business with my show or my station or my firm. I feel that I really have some neutral educational opinions that I think that you'll be able to, by the end of this tape, take to the bank and make some money with over the long run. Now, you know, the thing that I've discovered being in the media, since I do work with the media myself, that a lot of the people that you listen to, such as the Jan Brian Quinns or such as the radio talk shows or even the TV shows, a lot of those people really don't have that much knowledge, detailed knowledge about the financial field. And over the course of the last 10 years, I've become a certified financial planner. I'm a chartered financial consultant. I'm a chartered life underwriter, a certified mutual fund specialist, registered investment advisor, a whole variety of things, as well as currently managing over 1,500 individual accounts in my particular area. So I'm with the field every day. What I wanted to do is take some of these issues now and relate them to you and your business and hopefully give you some tips and directions on where to go. Let me first start by asking you this very basic question. Why are you even in business? Why do you have your own business? Now, that's a question that a lot of you, I'm sure, have an initial answer to, but I would guess that most of you would answer the same. I would say that the reason is because it gives you more life. It gives you more life. Now, how you define what more life is, of course, will vary from person to person, but it might be you now get to call the shots on when you go to work and when you come home, although really sometimes your customers end up doing that more than you can. It might be because now you don't have to answer to anybody. It might be because you have a better income. It could be for a variety of reasons, but ultimately, I think it's just to give you more life. Now, over time, what your business will do is grow and develop and mature, and ultimately, you're going to do one of two things with your business. You're going to sell it, or you're going to keep it. And if you keep it, I really say that you are still selling it. You're just selling it to yourself. You're selling it to yourself for the income and the revenue that it...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.